Jailbreak lobby twice bailed out Dominican immigrant accused of New York City murder spree. By John Binder on October 14, 2019. Criminal justice organizations twice bailed out an immigrant from the Dominican Republic who has now been accused of going on a murder spree in New York City, New York. Rodriguez Randy Santos, a 24-year-old immigrant from the Dominican Republic, was arrested by the New York Police Department and charged with four counts of second-degree murder, one count of first-degree murder, and one count of attempted murder after he allegedly brutally beat to death four homeless men in New York City's Chinatown neighborhood the night of October 4. Police said Santos attempted to murder a fifth homeless man, but the victim survived the beating. An exclusive report by the New York Post's Rebecca Rosenberg reveals that on two occasions, Santos was bailed out by criminal justice organizations dedicated to freeing thousands of criminally charged individuals from jail. While in court on April 25, 2018 for an assault charge, Santos began to cause a disruption and was removed from the courtroom. At that time, Santos allegedly pushed a court office, and he was subsequently charged with resisting arrest. After being put in jail on a $500 bail, a student from the NYU Law School's Washington Square Legal Services Fund bailed Santos out, and he was released back into the community. Less than a week later, Santos did not show up for court in the case against him for the original assault charges. Then, in March, Santos was charged with groping a 19-year-old girl in Queens, New York. Santos's bail was set at $1,000 and in August, the Bronx Freedom Fund bailed him out. About 2 months later, Santos allegedly murdered the four homeless men and injured a fifth homeless man on the streets of New York City. Santos's criminal record also includes multiple alleged assaults in November 2018, shoplifting in February, and attacking a homeless man with a metal pipe in May. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.